Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Prayer That Moves Heaven, Monday, June 22nd, 2026. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. James 5:16. In September 1857, businessman named Jeremiah Lanphier walked the crowded streets of Lower Manhattan with a burden on his heart. New York City was booming with commerce and ambition, yet spiritual concern seemed absent from daily life. Churches struggled. Many people were consumed with wealth, politics, and survival. Lanphier was not a pastor with national influence or a gifted public speaker with a large following. He served as a quiet lay missionary from the North Dutch Church, visiting homes and inviting people to seek God. Convinced that the greatest need of the city was prayer, Lanphier placed a simple advertisement in the newspaper announcing a weekly noonday prayer meeting at the Fulton Street Church. On Wednesday, September 23, 1857, he arrived and waited alone for nearly 30 minutes. Finally, one man climbed the stairs, then another. By the end of the hour, six men had gathered to pray. The following week, attendance grew to 20. Soon, the meetings moved from weekly gatherings to daily prayer meetings because so many people wanted to come. Businessmen paused their work at lunchtime to seek God together. Churches across the city opened their doors for prayer. Reports of changed lives spread throughout New York and then across the nation. Historians estimate that within 2 years, nearly 1 million people came to faith in Christ during what became known as the Fulton Street Prayer Revival or the Layman's Prayer Revival. What makes that story so compelling is its simplicity. There were no elaborate programs, celebrity personalities, or dramatic techniques. The movement began with ordinary believers who believed God hears prayer. Heaven responded as God's people humbled themselves and sought Him together. That longing still exists in the heart of every sincere Christian. Believers want their prayers to matter. They want to pray with confidence rather than uncertainty. They desire more than routine words spoken out of habit. Deep within the soul is a longing to experience communion with God that is alive, effective, and spiritually powerful. James 5:16 speaks directly into that desire. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. This verse appears in the closing section of James' letter, where he addresses suffering, confession, healing, endurance, and prayer within the life of the church. James presents prayer as an essential practice for believers in every season of life. Whether facing hardship, sickness, temptation, or spiritual need, the people of God are called to pray. The verse begins with the phrase, the prayer. James uses language that describes earnest and heartfelt petition. Biblical prayer is not mechanical repetition or detached religious activity. It is the sincere expression of dependence upon God. Prayer flows from faith that God is present, attentive, and willing to act according to His will. Scripture consistently portrays prayer as relational communication with the living God. Believers approach Him as children welcomed by a gracious Father. James then speaks of a righteous person. This righteousness is grounded first in a right standing with God through Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1 teaches that believers are justified by faith and have peace with God through Christ. Because of the gospel, Christians can approach God confidently. Yet, James also emphasizes a life shaped by obedience and holiness. The righteous person seeks to walk faithfully before God. This does not mean sinless perfection. Rather, it describes a life marked by repentance, humility, and growing conformity to Christ. James continues by declaring that such prayer has great power. The language communicates effectiveness, strength, and active force. Prayer accomplishes something because God Himself works through it. Scripture repeatedly demonstrates this truth. Moses prayed, and God spared Israel from immediate judgment. Hannah prayed, and God answered her longing for a son. Elijah prayed, and rain ceased for years before returning at God's command. The early church prayed fervently, and Peter was delivered from prison. Again and again, God chose to accomplish His purposes through prayers of His people. Finally, James adds the phrase, as it is working, prayer is active because God is active. Even when believers cannot immediately see results, God is never indifferent to the cries of His people. Prayer often works beneath the surface before a visible change appears. Hearts soften, wisdom grows, strength is supplied, circumstances shift according to God's timing and purposes. The believer prays with confidence because of God's character. The story of Jeremiah Lanphier beautifully reflects the truth James teaches. One ordinary man believed prayer mattered. Others joined him. God moved in extraordinary ways through simple dependence upon Him. That same invitation remains open today. God still hears. God still responds. God still works through praying people. Memorization and meditation. 1. Read it slowly. Read the verse aloud at least 3 times. 2. Write it down. Write the verse by hand in a journal or on paper. 3. Reflect on the meaning. What does this verse teach me about God's response to prayer? How does righteousness shape the way I approach God? Where do I need greater confidence in prayer today? 4. Pray the verse. Father, teach me to pray with faith and dependence on You. Shape my heart in righteousness through Christ and remind me that You are always at work through the prayers of Your people. In Jesus' name, amen.